I want to have a look at this Belfast Telegraph front page. PSNI probe after 3,000 pallets controversially stored by Belfast City Council for 12 bonfires are stolen from a depot. The pallets were actually being stored by the council as a safety measure, they say. They were due to be returned to the bonfire sites at Chobham Street in East Belfast in the Sandy Row area. So what happens now if the pallets are missing? Some people are saying the council should actually be spending your money to buy the bonfire builders new pallets. The Ulster Unionist Councillor, Chris McGimsey. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Stephen.
Can you imagine the outcry there very well may be if people think their ratepayers' money is going to buy pallets for illegal bonfires?
Well, I don't. That is not, I think, a serious suggestion, and I wouldn't believe for one minute that's likely to happen. I mean, legally, we were storing them, so I suppose there's a fault there. But I mean, the people who had the pallets couldn't prove ownership. But no, that's not. I think that there's just really a red herring. I mean, the issue here is who stole them and why, and that's much more important, I think.
Well, maybe someone stole them for their bonfire.
Well, I think that's unlikely. 3,000 pallets, you couldn't get it. You're talking about a couple of lorry loads there, so I mean, it's clearly, and there's no monetary value, so whoever took these has done it with some other sort of agenda in mind. There's been a lot of controversy about that bonfire, and the City Council moved in and removed the pallets because there was going to be a community event, and it was a sensible approach. We were storing the pallets, and we were going to return them. There's been a lot of controversy about that too. But obviously, somebody doesn't want the Sandy Road to have a bonfire, and they've come and stolen the pallets. I mean, somebody's playing ducks and drakes with the whole thing at the minute. But there's no monetary value in them.
You say 3,000 pallets, right?
So I believe, yeah.
Right. So it would have taken, I don't know what size of articulated lorry, but it would have taken some type of massive machinery to move those all in the one go.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say there's probably a couple of good lorry load pulls there. Yeah, I mean, how many men would it take to lift them? So obviously,
exactly,
they must have brought machinery in to take them as well.
So how did they get into the council property then to do all of this without anybody noticing?
Well, I'm not aware of that. It's an outlying store yard. It's an open store, so I don't know what the security is on it. At this stage, we're not aware of any of that at the moment. All we know is that somebody made an entrance to this store and stole all of the pallets. We're following that up at the minute, and council is obviously looking at it because we're concerned about the security of our own property. And obviously, this has been motivated by somebody. Has been motivated by something, and someone has gone to an awful lot of trouble. They must have taken machinery in there to lift stuff.
Exactly.
And loads of pallets away.
But exactly. You know, but. I'm trying to understand, Chris, why you don't think those pallets will now be used on bonfires. They have no monetary value. Surely one of the only values they have is to be distributed throughout bonfires or for one bonfire.
Well, that would be right, but I mean, there was no benefit to that. I mean, we had already undertaken to return the pallets to the bonfire site so the community in Sandy Road could enjoy their traditional 11th night bonfire. So it wasn't as if they'd been taken and Sandy wasn't getting them back. I don't believe for one minute Sandy Row's involved. Somebody doesn't like the concept of a bonfire in Sandy Row, and they're playing ducks and drakes with the community at the minute by going in and stealing all these pallets, is my opinion.
By the way, we're getting some commentary here from some of our listeners saying it's not true to say that those pallets are worth nothing. Apparently they can be worth a couple of quid each.
Well, they can be worth, I think, £1. I think you can buy them for, you can sell them for £1.50. But I mean,
well, then that's £3,000. Why are you saying they're not worth? That's £3,000.
Well, yes, that's £3,000. There's a lot of investment in getting them away, and then they have to have a purchaser for them. And who's going to risk buying 3,000 pallets off the back of a lorry, knowing that the whole of Northern Ireland's aware of the theft? I can't see this as just a standard theft, to be honest with you. Maybe it is, but we will be investigating that, and the council obviously will respond. We've issued a statement this morning saying that it has happened, and we're trying to find out what on earth is going on.
So,
but
Chris,
I imagine this has been motivated not by money.
So, Chris, here's a pertinent question. If they've been stolen, and if the police are investigating, which we know they are,
yes,
who have they been stolen from? Who is saying, who is identifying themselves as the legal owner of those pallets?
Well, we were legally in possession of them, but although we wouldn't claim that they were in, they were actually in our ownership. But I mean, we were legally in possession of
them. So have they been stolen from the council?
Well, they have been stolen from the council. They've been stolen from the council yard. But I mean, as to the actual ownership, I'm not sure legally who you would say owned them at this stage.
Well, they can't be stolen from nobody.
No, of course it can't. Of course it can't.
So someone has to identify themselves as the owner of them. Now, if you were in possession of them, right? Which of course you say you were, then that brings us on to another question. For those people who don't think that these bonfires should be there in the first place,
yes.
For those people who say, well, there is no permission, you can't just start a fire if you're the ordinary man on the street in the middle of a road, then what was the council doing, even thinking about re-delivering these pallets back into a bonfire which has no permission?
Well, there's traditionally been a bonfire there.
Forget about the tradition and let's talk about the law. Yeah. Let's talk about the law. So the council, the council surely then is complicit in building that bonfire if it's delivering the wood for the bonfire. Is that not a mess the council's got itself into?
No, well, I don't think so. We work closely. We have a bonfire strategy in Belfast, as we had in Castlereagh when I was in Castlereagh Council. We work closely with the communities to try and facilitate these bonfires because they're part of the cultural heritage of the Protestant community. And we had a situation there where because of another event, they had to be moved. And in negotiation and discussion with local politicians and with local community leaders, we came up with an idea. We would take them away and then we would bring them back to them. And I think that was a reasonable position to take. I mean,
Chris. But Belfast Council is not solely representative of the Protestant community. Belfast City Council needs to represent all of the community, some of whom object to these bonfires. My point to you is that, look, if someone rings you in October, right? I'll be farcical about it to make the point. If someone rings the City Council, Belfast City Council in October and says, listen, I've no planning permission. I want to start a fire in the middle of the road. You wouldn't throw me up 3,000 pallets?
No, yes. Well, the short answer to that is, of course, we wouldn't.
Why not?
Nor would permission be granted.
Why
for
not?
We don't keep pallets. I mean, so we would.
Yes, you do. This is the precedent you're setting. You do keep pallets. You store them and you deliver them.
We don't own pallets. No, Stephen.
You don't own them. But my point is that if someone left them off at the council and 2 months later said, "Listen, we want to burn a fire in the middle of the M1. We want to burn a fire in Malone Park." You wouldn't have left those pallets off. Now, you wouldn't deliver them up to Malone Park. Is this not the mess the council's got itself into? It is delivering pallets for bonfires which are not legal, which have no planning permission, which have no checks on them as to what pollutants are in them, which have no health and safety around them. So why is the council complicit in starting... Well, are they complicit in starting fires on public property?
Well,
and I'll shut up after this. Given what's happened in London with the Grenfell fire, if, God forbid, a bonfire set a property on fire and the council had delivered the wood to that bonfire, would the council be making themselves party to that lawsuit?
In this sort of speculative frame of mind, Stephen, I don't know. What the legal position would be. But what I do know is that Belfast City Council, as a corporate entity, looks after the city and it gets its rates paid by the dwellers of the city. And one of the things we're involved in through good relations and work and so on is trying to facilitate community involvement in certain community events. One of the events, like it or not, that happens every year on the 11th of July, in certain parts of our community, bonfires are built. Now, we facilitate those. We check for health and safety. We check for the combustibles. I mean, there's actually quite a lot of work and regulation goes on between Belfast City Council and communities to ensure that these things pass off peacefully and without any real difficulty to the community.
Okay, look, I get that. I get that. But you're a local councillor for the area. You're a local council in Belfast City Council.
That's correct.
All I'm pointing out to you is there's a huge difference, be it right or wrong, there's a huge difference in a group of kids delivering wood to a site and Belfast Council delivering wood to a site.
Well,
surely Belfast City Council needs to know and understand the legal ramifications of being party to building a bonfire.
Well, Stephen, can I say, first of all, these pallets have been collected by kids for months, stored in various places, and then were being amalgamated to be built in on that site, is the first point. But what City Council did was when we discovered that there was a difficulty because there was a competing usage for the site in discussions with local representatives of the community, the community association in the area and local councillors, we agreed to try and ensure that there was no difficulties to simply take them away for a week till the community event was over and then replace and then bring them back.
But listen to yourself, Chris. So I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm asking the question about the legality around it. Surely in the council taking those pallets away and then delivering them again, surely it's at least a valid question to ask whether the council is then party to building that bonfire. And does the council not therefore need to ensure the safety of that bonfire? Is the council not therefore in delivering the wood for it complicit in the actual activity of that wood burning? And if it does burn a house down or cause danger to property, are you not then putting the ratepayers at risk for a lawsuit?
No, well, I don't think so. You can be quite sure that our legal department were on top of all of these issues. These are the sort of questions that our officers will have been asking themselves when we were asked to step in and see if we can help resolve
it. So do you think it would be good then if that was released publicly, that legal assessment, so that we can all know? Well, look, what is the legal assessment?
I would be very surprised if questions are not asked of council, and I will be very even more surprised if we have not acted within the law and acted carefully.
Okay.
The important thing from our goal was to ensure that a peaceful and enjoyable event was held by the community there on the 11th night, and that's what we were trying to facilitate. Presumably, people will now start collecting other wood from other areas to try and to replace what's been stolen. But the point is, Stephen,
Chris, here's the point, and I am not trying to be facetious here. We have just seen many lives lost because of fire in London. We've just seen it. And all I'm saying is, surely before a statutory body, surely before a council delivers wood to a built-up area where there are houses and there is property and there are children, surely that Grenfell fire in London is a timely reminder of what the council's got itself involved in here. It's helping start a fire in built-up communities.
I'm not sure how helpful comparisons with Grenfell are, to be honest with you.
Why not?
Because of the tragedy in Grenfell, I think this is.
My point of bringing up Grenfell is it shows how quickly a fire can start in a residential area, and it shows how vulnerable people are. That's why I'm bringing it up, and I think it's in the public interest to say, well, hold on a minute. Has there been a legal assessment? Is the health and safety officer of Belfast Council, has he or she done a health and safety assessment before the council delivers firewood into a community?
Yeah, well, Stephen, I think I've answered that. The short answer to that is yes. We have a bonfire strategy. We have groups that meet. I sit on the East Belfast group that deals with bonfires in East Belfast. Our health and safety, all of the questions you're answered, or you're asking, are all the sort of issues that we deal with.
Okay, fair enough.
Ensure the health and safety of people, both passing and enjoying the event.
Look, fair enough. I think we should come back to this on Monday, actually, and let's see the health and safety report. Let's see the legal assessment of the council. But it's been very helpful. Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you.